9. Look at the heads atop the spear and the eyes that are full of tears. The sand has gone and the sister is alone and her lonely sight is too hard to bear. You will touch so many hearts of stone, but her suffering so few shall share. The daughter of Fatima is full of sorrow. In her path so many bullets have been steered. She does not know what will happen tomorrow. She hasn't finished wiping her tears. The world has seldom such seen a bold woman so courageous and wild, out a speck of fear. She is so strong that she cannot be broken, even by her loved ones head on a spear. Her parents are Fatima and Ali, no one other, and the Prophet Muhammad she is so near. But this day she is without her brother, and no comfort seems to be near. There is no one belief of them, of their agony, and the difference of these Muslims is so severe. Nobody cares for the Prophet's prodigy, and for the victims, everyone should shed a tear. Don't all the people present understand the noble family of the Prophet has no peers? Everyone's salvation is barely in their hands. Why are they be driven to the verge of their tears?
Mashallah.
She is not afraid to lose her life. She speaks out against cruelty without fear. To spread her brother's message, she strives, breaking everyone's heart with her silent tears. On hurting the innocent, the cruel are bent, but these wicked plots fail, and she is preserved. She faces calamity with her spiritual strength. She is astonished and holds back her tears. The tyrants want to crush the struggle, but it shall never end. And also, everyone is moved on hearing her troubles. Karbala is and will be remembered each year. In the stormy seas we've not set ashore, many evil minds would want to stop our tears. But this mourning will continue forevermore with the cry of Ya Sen ringing in our ears.
Mashallah.